producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With optimism about the possibilities for 2016, Jennifer Horn is here in the Good Day program, along with Ken Kessler, Kara Schellen at the controls. So, you're familiar with the term winning.
Winning.
Winning. One of the great things coming out of the mouth of Charles Sheen. Well, apparently that does not apply to the United States of America when it comes to the war on terror. A poll released on CNN, Americans aren't buying what President Obama is selling. When the president tells us that things are going wonderfully well in the fight against Daesh, people don't believe it. As a matter of fact, 75% say they're not satisfied with how the war is being conducted, what's going on. The previous high was 61%, so 59% of Democrats even say they're not okay with the approach. I had a conversation yesterday with a Russian who came to America to find opportunity.
Was he Putin?
No, no, but I think she'll be here all day, folks.
Thank you. Tip your waitresses, everybody.
So, anyway, idea that Russia is our enemy and that the Russians don't like us. This guy rented. There's a company called Turo, T-U-R-O, and I had to rent a car for a couple of days until my car got here from the East Coast, and that happened yesterday. So I had this car, and I went online. Because somebody told me about Airbnb for cars. And that's what Turo is, T-U-R-O. It's Airbnb. People own their own cars. It's not Enterprise, not National, it's not Alamo, it's not any of the big companies. These are people who own cars. Either don't use them all the time. It's kind of like Zipcar, only an individualized treatment for everybody. You go online and you make a reservation for the car. You pick out the car you want, you pay, and it's usually a standard fee. So in this case, I like Chrysler cars, and I like driving the sporty cars. The Challenger is a good, kind of a fast car, and I like driving those cars around here. So I got a Challenger. It would have been $79 a day if I had rented it at Enterprise. This guy charged me $54 a day for use of this car. And apparently he got into the business. He came over, he went to school and got a grant. Listen to this. This is a great story, actually. He got a grant from the Russian government to pay for his education at a community college here in Los Angeles. The government paid for him to leave Russia and come over here and go to school. And he applied for citizenship when he came, and he got it. He showed me his citizenship so that I didn't think that he was, you know, here on the lam. He's been a citizen for a couple of years. Took him 9 years to become a citizen. Isn't that about the time it took Richie's wife to go through?
I think about 9 years, yeah.
The process, 7 to 9 years. Anyway, so this guy's here legally, and he said, I had no money, I had no connection to Russia, and they don't care about you. If you have no money, they're happy to see you go and not come back. Mm-hmm. So the Russians don't care if you leave. He said, the people that control everything are the politicians. They have control of all the money, all the wealth, and if you start a business, I thought this was amazingly enlightening. If you start a business over there and you get the business to a point, like we encourage entrepreneurship here, well, they don't encourage it in Russia, but if people start a business and they make some money, the politicians come in and take the business away from you and either kill you or put you in jail. That's the reward, the incentive for starting a business in Russia. You either then the politicians, there's a class of people, the Putins, who have all the money. Now you can see what's going on here in Los Angeles and New York and other places where real estate is valuable. Most of the expensive real estate is being bought up by not the Chinese, although China investments are big in these areas, but the Russians. Some Russian guy just paid $34 million for a flat in New York City for his daughter, who's going to school in New York City. That's the kind of dough these people have. And they've gotten it by killing, literally, knocking off anybody who wasn't a part of their gang. So this kid, who now looks to be, I think he told me he was 34, he came to America and he started driving a cab. And then as this new, this Airbnb, this Turo got started, he had a car of his own and he gave it to them. He put it in the system and people started renting it. So he bought another car. And then he bought another car. This guy's got 49 cars that he's bought with investors who put in X number of dollars. He guarantees them 10% return every year, and they're bought out within 2 years. So let's say somebody puts in 100 grand. He's got three people that have invested so far. Put in 100 grand a piece. He uses it to buy cars, to operate his service, and it doesn't require any. He has three people that work for him, a mechanic, a cleaner, and a scheduler, a computer person. That's it. And he's got 50. He says, I want to have 200 cars in the next 2 years. He says, if I can get 200 cars working and make the system work for me the way it is now, he'll make $2 million a year. He said, I could never do that in Russia. They'd kill me, take my business away from me, and these guys with all the power would have it. There's no trial. There's nobody who goes to jail over there for stuff like that. People disappear. When somebody of power wants something that you have, you disappear. That's the way it is. So he said, nobody cared about him leaving because he was just a kid going to school. But isn't that an amazing story? And he said, he looked at me, and he said, I don't understand why more Americans don't do this. He says, a great opportunity. Nobody in Los Angeles is doing this. He said, I'm putting a couple of my other Russian friends in business to do it. But they have on average, at the moment, this company rents about 450 cars a day in Los Angeles. And they have, all the insurance, everything you can prove. And there's no hassle. I did everything online. And I went and picked up the car. I didn't have to sign anything. I'd already paid for it. You get in the car and you drive away. They don't go around and inspect the dings. They don't ask you about your insurance. They don't take forever like they do. I like Enterprise. I think they have a good company. But they're taking forever now because they've gotten so big and popular. It's way slow to get through the process, especially here in L.A. at LAX. Good God, they're slow. And so, and you got to go through all the stuff and sign the papers and they got to check your credit and all this. Yeah, just no. So I thought this guy was brilliant. And he said he tried to get some Americans that he knew to do it and they didn't want to. I'm thinking to myself, what are we missing here? He said to me, it's too easy to get money. He says, but I don't want $30,000 a year. He says, I could get $30,000 a year for doing nothing. He's got to figure it out, this guy. I can get $30,000 a year and do nothing, or I can now make $200,000 a year and pretty soon make $2 million. So he's doing it because nobody else is doing it. Isn't that amazing? When you get down to the brass tacks of it all, it's just shocking. How things have, and I don't know, it's sort of, I'm hesitant to tell these stories sometimes. I'm a little gun shy because people come back at me and say, you're always trying to fall with America. And these people are all my country, right or wrong, whatever my country says to me. There are plenty of things that are wrong here. And I would like to think that my ideas and the stuff that we talk about will stimulate people to do something. Here's an opportunity. How many of you knew this opportunity existed? I never even heard of this outfit until, 3 weeks ago? And I'm now trying to remember why or how I heard about it. Somebody said, hey, try renting cars from the Airbnb of cars, because I was complaining that the Enterprise car was going to cost me $279 or something for the 3 days, and I didn't know what else to do until this conversation. The guy says, go look at Turo. And so I did, and that's why I rented the car, T-U-R-O. And I'm not getting paid to advertise, I just think it's a good thing. And there's an opportunity for a lot of people, entrepreneurially, to start a company like this in most any community in our country. Wherever there is Airbnb, wherever there is, I'm thinking that this is something like Uber, you know, although you know, they have drivers for the cars there, but this is another thing like that. It's more intensive in terms of what you have to own, but I could see this guy, never mind 200 cars, I could see this guy with 2,000 cars. He said, nobody's doing it in Boston, why don't you go into business with me? And you know what? I'm beginning to think about it. Because he was very smart. I have places to work on vehicles and stuff. It's not like I couldn't do that, but I think this sounds like an opportunity. If people are doing it, I got to check it out a little more thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is, but the point I'm making is that we have all this opportunity here, and people are not taking advantage of it. We've got these little pieces of trash, like this kid that went to Mexico, and those are the kids that get attention, and the Justin Biebers of the world. If we could encourage, find some people, and I'm sure there are, still look at what Bill Gates was that age when he got started with Microsoft. All these guys that are in San Jose and up in Silicon Valley, they all got started when they were kids in college.
Sure.
For the most part. And a lot of them didn't finish college. The kids that run Google, they didn't finish college, did they?
I don't think so. I mean, college is unnecessary.
Jobs didn't.
I know, for sure.
And Gates didn't.
Yeah, Facebook dude didn't, did he?
Bezos?
Zuckerberg.
No, he didn't finish. And I don't think Bezos from Amazon finished either. I didn't either. And Kenny didn't. So look at this.
It took me 9 years, but man, oh man, did I do it.
Good for you. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out to
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-291-1899. Again, that's 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899.
Powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
We'll be right back. Allstate non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
At the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I mentioned a few moments ago how the weather seems to be a combination of fire and rain, and Clara Cara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has come up with James Taylor. How many of you remember this song?
Yes, but not maybe when it first came out. Do I?
No. No, I wouldn't. I think it was a hit when I was a jock in the early 70s, wasn't it? Kenny, do I remember that? Seems to me. Yeah. I played this a lot in the early 70s. I was a jock from 65 to 74. So in that time period,
yeah,
I
that's
remember.
Older than me.
Fact, the record label was Yellow.
Oh,
I think it was...
So what you guys don't know, maybe you do. Doug, he always plays this game. When we talk about an old song, he's like, the record label was Pink with a purple trim.
Let's see how close I am with the time. I'm going into 3 minutes and 48 seconds. Kara, how long is this song? What does it say? That it must say on the label there somewhere. Not the label, but the information we have. From my memory, right about 3:48, something like that.
3:54. Very good. Not bad.
3:54.
Better to be back early than be late. And you have it all kind of down in your head. The reason you have to know this is because, you know, you'd actually play the real records when you were a jock, so you had to time your bathroom trips.
Right. Well, that wasn't a bathroom song. MacArthur Park was a bathroom song. 6 minutes and
American
48
Pie.
Seconds, I think. American Pie, 7 minutes and 14 seconds. And if I remember. Or if you had a visit in the studio from a friend, you might want to put these on. Just for, depending on what time of day you were on. I'm not
what
suggesting
kind of
anything other than that's, you know, up to the individual.
Do you really do nasty things during songs on the radio? Wow.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Whether I ever did nasty things? Heavens no. I would
know. Oh, Doug, but you just said
I've heard
you did.
Stories of... I didn't say that at all. You never heard me say
I didn't,
words.
But my friends told me about it.
I heard lots of stories in the radio world about what went on during... matter of fact, there was a guy who was on late at night on WHDH in Boston. He was notorious for those sorts of things, but I just heard. And I never was on late nights anywhere, so you can't hang this on me. The other things going on in the world of entertainment, I find it interesting the Game of Thrones has been the most pirated television show
of
the year. This is the fourth year in a row that internet pirates have looted streams of this program. This is the Game of Thrones is the program where everybody dies, right? Doesn't everybody get killed? It's worse than 24. Everybody gets slapped. The way they get rid of them seems more horrendous. Let's see here. It was the most. The 2015's most pirated movie. And I don't know, this is according to Torrent Freak, a piracy tracking site. Kenny, how reliable are they? What do you know about them?
Well, it's hard to be real reliable with pirates anyway. It's a best guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But how does this work? Explain to me, because I don't understand. So you pirate it, and then you distribute it, you sell it. Is that it, or just you pirating means you download it somehow or other and don't have to pay for it?
Right. That's what most pirates do. They just use it for themselves.
They do. Okay, so it's not something that anybody would sell. It's not like going into a movie theater and sitting with a camera or your iPhone or iPad or something and taking, trying to record all of Star Wars and then going out.
Creating DVDs to sell in Chinatown. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Why is it we always go to China or to Chinatown?
Because haven't you been in Chinatown? That's actually one of my favorite things to do in New York is go to Chinatown. They sell all those fake bags and they sell jewelry on the streets. Mm-hmm. And man, they've got people out there selling DVDs and then the police come and they run so fast.
28 after on good day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What you need to know. What do you think about what you need to know? Do you think you need to know the same things that we need to know?
Yes.
A little double
talk and double speak. It's a need-to-know basis.
I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. She's Kara Schillen. And we're here with the breaking news. Well, some of it is broken instead of breaking news. Iran decided it was time to put all of its enriched uranium on a ship and send it off to Russia.
Good idea.
Talking about Russia earlier. Good place for the stuff. Enriched uranium, you may remember, is the key ingredient in the recipe to create a nuclear weapon. So we don't want the Iranians to have the nuclear weapons. We want to give this stuff to the Russians so they can make more of them. That's cool. What a neat idea that is, huh? The Iranians are complying with the deal. This is something. This was a New Year's resolution, I think, of the president for last year. And so it came true as we get into New Year's resolutions for this year. How about you? What are you doing for New Year's resolutions? Have you done our poll today at DougSteffen.com? Asks you about your resolve. We listed at DougSteffen.com the top five New Year's resolutions in the past and asked you which one is yours. A, losing weight. B, quitting your smoking habit. C, exercising more. D, get a better job. E, save money. F, other. G, I don't make resolutions. I guess I would say
F
exercising. You what?
F other.
Did
that's
I say
I like.
F other? Nice. See, I don't think that way. Listen to you. That's terrible. Please.
Okay, I have a good one this year that actually I hope I stick to.
Haven't people been going to your Facebook page and sending you New Year's resolutions as well?
Yes, and please, if you'd like to, facebook.com/Jennifer Horn Radio if you want to send me your New Year's resolutions. I'd love to.
As opposed to Jennifer Horn politician.
Correct, because you have to have a little separation. Otherwise, you get death threats from people that like Donald Trump that don't like Jennifer Horn in New Hampshire, who runs the GOP there, who doesn't like Donald Trump. Long story, I digress. Now, my New Year's resolution?
Yes.
Clutter.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. If you don't, here's something that I just picked up. There's a book out about getting rid of your clutter. And I didn't read it, admittedly, but my mom did. And she said, one of the things I'm going to do.
I've been in your mother's house, and it's a lot neater than yours. I've been in both of your homes.
You've been in my mom's house?
When didn't I go to her house for that party? Oh, that wasn't in her house?
That was my house.
No. There was a birthday party.
You think my house is cluttered? I don't think.
There was a birthday party. Remember I went to a party, a Christmas party
or
something?
My dad's house?
No, your mother's house.
Really?
I remember going, yes.
That
finding the
really unusual, but okay.
Well, anyway,
hey.
Thanks for remembering, anyway.
Well, did you really come to my mom's house?
Yes. There was a party, and I was invited.
Did I show you my childhood?
Oh, I know what it was. It was a Halloween party, because your father and I got wigs.
No, I know where you were. You were at my mom's best friend Sue's house.
Oh, I thought it was your mother's.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was for her birthday near Halloween. Yeah.
Yes, it was her birthday party. I do remember that.
There you go. Okay. Anyway, so if you touch something, and you don't feel like a power or a pull to it, you're supposed to get it, like get rid of it. If when you touch something you don't feel good or positive about it, you dump it.
Really? Huh. Okay.
So I'm gonna touch you next time I see you.
Oh,
watch
thanks.
Out.
Great. Kenny, have you made a New Year's resolution?
I'm gonna touch you too, Ken. Watch out. Watch out for the dumpster.
I haven't yet. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't decided on anything in particular that I want to give that title to.
Okay. I'm resolving to do less of these horrible stories conversationally. I'm just not there anymore. I'm tired of the shootings. I'm tired of the terrorism. Maybe once in a while you talk about Peyton Manning, who, by the way, as opposed to yesterday's story, now he's come out after, for those of you who don't know the story, Peyton Manning is angry at Al Jazeera for a documentary that claims that he used HGH, human growth hormone. He says it's completely fabricated. There are those who are saying, the football lovers say, oh my God, can you believe it? These Muslims, they're even going after our football players. The world is coming to an end because Al Jazeera is the Arab network that's come to America. And many people, I have their reporters on all the time, many people think they do a much better job of covering the actual news than the trash that comes out of the other American networks. You have to make up your own mind on that one. But I think that I wouldn't be blaming Al Jazeera here. I think there's something else going on, and whether he's the only one or not. But, you know, the other side of it is, at this point, the guy's all done. So why is this such a big deal? I'm almost thinking me thinks he does protest too much. At the end of his career, what are they going to do to him? The fans, go ahead.
The documentary wasn't just about him.
He's just the biggest
name.
Yeah. Who else was it? It was all football players, though, right?
No, there were a couple baseball players.
Really?
But there were no big names. He was the real standout name.
Yeah.
I can't see Peyton Manning doing that. At this point
in his career, either. It doesn't
make a lot of sense. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. He doesn't look all buff and bulked out. I mean, he kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he broke his neck. Look, I'm sure he wanted to desperately get back to football after sustaining such a huge injury
But HGH wouldn't be the way to
But
get
I don't
back
know if that's
that.
The way. And, you know, the guy that worked for the clinic who actually said it, talked about this, recanted his story and said that it wasn't true.
Well,
so,
that's probably because somebody went and threatened him one way or another. Ken, are you buying this? What's your gut tell you about this story?
Peyton Manning sounds a lot like Lance Armstrong. When the allegations against him came out, it was the same kind of stuff. But one of the things that Peyton Manning has been doing that seems really strange is that they said that these human growth hormones were sent to his home to his wife's name.
His name, yeah.
And he doesn't deny that. He says that that's a privacy matter and it's none of his business.
Is she taking him? What does she look like? Is she buffed up?
I didn't think so. The pictures I've seen, though, doesn't look like it.
Some of the women bodybuilders take that stuff. They'd be, they'd look more masculine or put together under that, no matter what the circumstance. I've taken stuff over the years that enhance my own ability to produce human growth hormone. My son sort of steered me away from that sort of thing, because if you have any free radicals in your body, and most of us do, the human growth hormone that's added, if you're using more than what you can produce yourself, it's liable to create a problem in your body. So, not a good idea. And so you make up your own mind about whether to use them, knowing how detrimental they can be, and also whether Peyton Manning took them or not. I think at this point in his career, it'd be kind of silly. That's the way I'd look at it, but I don't
know. You know, he has an interesting defender in Tom Brady, who came out yesterday and was on WEEI in Boston, talking about how these rumors, because he just had to go through it with the Deflategate. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, he's a big guy. He'll be able to defend himself. But he said it's brutal. People will jump all over you.
Yeah. Oh, sure they will. And the negativity, the human reality of negativity, woof. Our poll, as long as we're in the poll box here, yesterday we asked you how long you're going to keep your Christmas tree up. And 39% of you said it would be through New Year's Day. 22% of you said probably another day or two. 18% said we've already taken ours down. 13% as long as possible. And 8% said through Epiphany, which is the same as the 12 days of Christmas. So that would be, what, January 6th, I think,
the
Jenny?
The 6th,
Yep. Yeah. Happy New Year to you. The President of the United States is on vacation in Hawaii. Not necessarily news, except that yesterday's motorcade was followed by a drone. And did anybody ever figure out where the drone came from? I didn't get that out of what I saw briefly. I just sort of looked at it and I chuckled and snarkled and thought, okay, this is the latest. Somebody's going to fly a drone. Why didn't the Secret Service just shoot it down? I would have thought that would be what they'd do. If a drone flew over my place, I'd shoot it down.
Yeah.
Of course they shoot it down, for heaven's sakes. The weather in our country is something that's on a lot of people's minds. If you're trying to travel, if you're trying to fly somewhere, oh, man, 2,800 flights were canceled yesterday. 2,800 flights because of the storm. Woo! You know how many there are actually every day, I believe... And I could be corrected, but I'm usually fairly accurate when it comes to flying and that sort of thing. I believe there are 5,400 plus flights a day in America. And there are, between the major airlines, about the average is that the planes do 2 to 3 takeoffs and landings a day, the average plane. Some of them is a Southwest plane. The average is 4 to 6. Long-haul planes only do one takeoff and landing. Let's say a plane is going from New York to Frankfurt, Germany, takes off from New York, goes to Frankfurt, turns around, comes back again. That's what you can get out of it in a day. So up and down twice. But a lot of the domestic flights, the planes are used domestically, are up and down 4 or 5, sometimes 6 times a day. It depends on the length of the flight. But if you think about 2,800 flights and what that does, any of you who have been stuck in an airport at any time in your life, you know what a horror show that is. All the restaurants run out of food. People are sleeping on the floor all over the place. It is a mess. So hopefully that gets clear. But the weather's not supposed to improve for the next, 24 hours. Still bad in mostly the northern climes. It's getting cold in the Midwest, and that always, it's wintertime. And that's the way it's supposed to be, and probably will be. I'd like it to warm up a little here, though, in Southern California. Where do I put my order in for that?
No, Jennifer? Keep it cold. I like it.
No, I didn't come here to stay cold.
I don't
cold.
Care why you came here. I live here
really?
All the time.
Gee, thanks.
And on your whim, just because you want a little warm weather,
I would
come
like
on.
A little, yes.
Come
like
on.
Eat a little weather right this very minute. The Provia difference in your hair. The new year is coming. Time for a new you. Time to stop your wonderfully beautiful or handsome hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. That's where Provia comes in. Provia. Provia is the answer. It's a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment. Contains a unique blend of plant extracts. Get the results you want safely and naturally. Cleanses your scalp. Gets the akabanga that's in your pores from the cheap shampoos out. Here's a lady who's a doctor who said, quote, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in. No nasty smell. It's not greasy. I just apply a bit on the thinning area. Use it every other night before I go to bed. This is amazing stuff. Now, here's a doctor who's using it. So if and we have doctors. Dr. Ken thinks this is a great idea. So why don't you try it as an idea for yourself to get your hair back, guaranteed, or your money back. Get at it. Get your hair. Make yourself look better and feel better for the new year with Provia, 800-525-8319.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6306. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6306. 800-961-6306. That's 800-961-6306.
48 past the hour. Do we have our TV theme? Kara's not used to it. All right, so I see that an anchor at CNN who's pregnant passed out while she was doing a report. That was awkward.
I don't know if you saw it, but it was really, you feel for this poor woman because she's pregnant.
Is the video all over?
It's all over the place, and you could see her getting ready to go. Like, she was starting to get kind of swirly. She started to kind of slur her words a little bit. They popped a graphic up on the screen, and just as they did, you hear her go, oh, and then bam, you hear her flipping around. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Pretty bad. But she went on Twitter, said, look, I'm fine. fine. She went and finished her newscast. So
when did she do?
I don't know. I don't know that. But
she announced her pregnancy last month.
April. There you go. Yeah. All right. Also in some TV news, something that will make you swoon if you are a fan of Duck Dynasty. Never fear. They're coming back in January with... Really? Not just one episode, back-to-back episodes. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. The show was suspended in 2014 following anti-gay remarks by Phil Robertson, and he said them in GQ, and they were at least taken as anti-gay.
And you can be sure they'll all come back again as soon as they go back on the air.
Exactly.
You'll be all over that.
Yeah, so now we've got Miss K opening her own bakery. We have Willie going into a dodgeball rivalry with pro wrestlers Kurt Angle, and he's going to, you know, also get a little wrestling help. This season will conclude with a one-hour episode in February that chronicles a road trip from the family to drop John Luke and Mary-Kate off at Liberty University. It premieres Wednesday, January 13th on A&E. You can mark that on your schedule.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for details on some of the top stories of the day, the tech stories, tech talk time. Greg and whoever else we are, everybody's on vacation this week. What's the big idea?
Well, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's kind of dialed out.
Come on.
We should write this down in your journal, Dougie. Just remember. Remember for next year.
Right. Take a vacation at some point in time. All right. So we're going to do, because these guys aren't here. I like doing the tech stories because I kind of teach and I learn by doing some of these things. And it's different than the regular conversation, sort of the news talk conversation that we have, because it becomes more personal to many of us who have use of devices and maybe don't get all the use that we can out of our devices. How can we be helpful to you? Well, there's some information that maybe you'll raise your eyebrows after hearing, and that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's the old I'm going to count to three parenting technique. Does it work? Your child is misbehaving and you start counting. One, two, three, and by the time you get to three, the child comports himself. But is this the best technique? Here's the developmental science of it.
One,
1, 2, 3.
All parenting experts, including a cadre of social psychologists, agree that consistency is key, but why three chances? Does your boss give you three chances to perform when you're told to get on with it? And really, do you like, as a parent, counting to three? It's just downright embarrassing.
1, 2, 5.
Three.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tell your kid to do something the first time, follow it with either punishment or praise. The next time you ask, you won't have to count to three, and always follow that one with praise. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, I, Dracula, is a modern retelling of the original vampire story using email, text, and voicemail. Very clever and scary. I, Dracula. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffy. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. Amazing.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Fitbit. Apparently it was a big seller for Christmas. The company's app was the most downloaded on Apple's App Store on Christmas Day.
I saw a lot of people. You don't have one.
A Fitbit? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had I think I got one for Meredith last year, and then she has the. I got her a.
An Apple Watch, yeah.
An Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. You don't need the Fitbit after that, right?
Right.
And that. So, what is the benefit of the Fitbit? Have you got one?
I use the Fitbit. Here's why I think I like it more than the Apple Watch, although I reserve the right to change my mind and get an Apple Watch at some point. Mm-hmm. But with the Apple Watch, you're essentially carrying your whole phone with you all the time, and that thing is beeping, and you know you're getting text messages. And, I mean, how connected do you want to be? I already carry my phone everywhere. Why do I want it on my wrist?
And you have to have the phone, Meredith explained to me.
You do.
To use.
To make the partnership work,
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if she knew that beforehand. I don't know that you get as much usage out of it because it uses a lot of energy. It goes dead a lot.
Yeah, I've actually got my mom one for Christmas this year, an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. She's just sort of playing with it. But, yeah, you have to have your phone with you at all times. Otherwise, it's not going to work. But it's just a little too wired in. I was watching my mom yesterday at the fax machine at my day job, and I hear her out there going ding ding, and like everything's just ringing on her on her body now. It's like please. But with the Fitbit, and there's other things about the Apple Watch I'm sure are great, like it counts your blood pressure and your pulse and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The Fitbit, you can either get one for your pocket or you wear it on your wrist, and it counts your steps for the most part, and it counts your sleep. And it's not a full service phone. You're not getting text messages. It's kind of just there to sort of monitor what you're doing. So it's a quieter tracker, I think, which is why I like it a little bit better. And I use mine a lot. In Prague, it was actually jumping off my wrist because we walked so much.
Yeah.
You know, 25,000 steps in a day, and that thing's like, whew, all right, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What did you do with my old owner?
All right, the story of the man who apparently fell to his death when he became distracted by his device.
Yes.
At the San Diego Scenic Overlook.
Don't do that.
They said, come on. The guy was from Indiana. His name was Joshua Burwell. How dumb do you have to be? This is a very popular spot, apparently, Kenny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go there to watch the sunset, that sort of thing. He went there, and while he was posting a message on Facebook, he fell over the cliff.
Look at this view. <Yoo-hoo-hoo-hoo>.
We shouldn't be laughing about it, but oh my God.
Why in cartoons, when someone goes over the side, do they always go, ah, hoo, 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 hoo?
I don't know.
I think that's mostly goofy.
You know, ice cream expletives when I fall off something.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. 59 minutes after the hour. Aren't you glad you heard that here first on the Good Day program?
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.